For many women, and even men, as their hormones shift, they suddenly see their cholesterol markers shift as well. And if you go and Google or try to get into the research, it seems equally confusing. You'll see one study talk about high estrogen causing high cholesterol, where another study talks about low estrogen also causing high cholesterol. What's going on here and where do we focus?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Superwoman Wellness. I'm Dr. Taz. I've made it my mission throughout my career in integrative medicine to support women in restoring their health using a blend of Eastern medical wisdom with modern science. In this show, I will guide you through different practices to find your power type and fully embody the healthiest and most passionate version of you. I'm here for you, and I can't wait to get started.
Can we talk about cholesterol for just a moment? I have sat with so many patients so frustrated when they see suddenly, it seems, their cholesterol numbers getting higher and higher. What in the world is going on and how did we get here? All right, I'm going to spend the next few minutes breaking down this cholesterol conversation and really stamping it with a holistic East-West approach. So bear with me. We're going to spend the first part just talking about cholesterol, the different types, what it means for your health. The second part, talking about current conventional methods of both diagnosing and treating. And the last part, thinking a little bit differently, a little more creatively, thinking the holistic way and how to manage cholesterol for the long haul. All right, lots to do here. Let's roll up our sleeves and dive right in. Cholesterol. So many times patients come in really worried about a high cholesterol level. They'll see that total cholesterol number very high, and then when we go to fractionate it, we start to see that different numbers are high or low, right? So we have HDL, which is the good cholesterol, LDL, which is typically historically considered the bad cholesterol, and then triglycerides, which are usually absorbed from our diet, from our gut, and that number is reflected often in your total cholesterol level. Cardiologists, doctors have all connected cholesterol to heart health, and with good reason. Right within my own home, we have my husband and his entire family dealing with high cholesterol, a particular type of high cholesterol that is directly linked to cardiovascular disease. But that's not true for everyone, and it's important to be able to tease out and to differentiate who has heart-related cholesterol and who has cholesterol that's just simply elevated but not really implicated in their heart health. All right, cholesterol we know is an important molecule. It is the founder and building block of all hormones. It's a necessity and essential for brain function. And without cholesterol, we see a hormone crash, we see more cognitive decline, and we see early onset dementia. So cholesterol, like many things we have talked about, has a sweet spot, and it's really important to understand how to get there. We know the heart implications of cholesterol, but we have to factor those in without ignoring the brain and hormonal implications of cholesterol. Cholesterol is not just about cholesterol. There's a liver story, and there's a gut story as well. Typically, when you're screened for cholesterol, you're screened for the three numbers we just talked about: total cholesterol, HDLs, triglycerides, your LDLs, and usually that's where the conversation closes. But there's a lot more to this cholesterol conversation because we know that when we take the LDLs and fractionate them even further, we get more of the story. For example, LP little a or small LDL P or small particle B are all implicated in heart disease. These are the particles that are tiny, and they stick to the many blood vessels in your body and in your heart, causing and increasing your risk for heart attack and stroke. So a really important number to measure and to watch, but to look at it in the context of all these numbers. So when you're thinking about cholesterol, before you get too wound up about a high total cholesterol, make sure you're also looking at the LDLs, the HDLs, the triglycerides, and then those fractionated LDLs, small particle B, LP little a, and understanding where all of these numbers come together. All right, so that's just thinking still with a very conventional hat about cholesterol, I would actually pair these numbers, if we're going to have this cholesterol conversation, I would pair these numbers with some kind of heart imaging. So in practice, we've been doing a lot of the coronary calcium scoring and trying to understand what an image looks like, what the numbers look like, where do those worlds intersect? And today, testing has gotten a lot more sophisticated. So that's the good news. We use a test in practice called the Boston Heart Test, and it helps us to understand if our patients are gut people, meaning they're just absorbing too much cholesterol from their diet and from their food, and they actually have maybe higher triglycerides historically, not necessarily high LDLs or high small particle B. And then there are liver people who overproduce LDL. There's a genetic tendency towards that. And that population of high LDLs is shifting towards high small particle B. Those are the ones at highest risk for heart disease and stroke. Meanwhile, and I hope you guys are hanging with me here, there's yet another population of high LDLs, and they actually have high total LDL numbers, but they are large pattern A. So their cholesterol particles are big and fluffy and don't stick to the blood vessels. Those are probably the Italians and the Greeks and these many populations that have historically had high cholesterol, but without heart disease. So again, it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's not statins for all. It's really teasing out and understanding who benefits from what. Those of you who might be in the high small particle B category, the high LP little a category, actually need a statin. You do need some kind of mechanism in place to bring that load of your LDL down. But those of you that have large pattern A don't need a statin. And those of you that have high triglycerides, well, you actually need a binder. And it's really important to be able to pick the right combination of supplements or medications when we're treating cholesterol, and to pair it with heart imaging to really help you understand the whole story around your heart health. Okay, that whole section is just talking about what cholesterol is, what it does, how to diagnose it, and how to differentiate it. We've got more. For many women, and even men, as their hormones shift, they suddenly see their cholesterol markers shift as well. And if you go and Google or try to get into the research, it seems equally confusing. You'll see one study talk about high estrogen causing high cholesterol, or another study talks about low estrogen also causing high cholesterol. What's going on here, and where do we focus? Well, here's the story. Estrogen and progesterone, even testosterone, especially for you men who might be listening, all of these hormones are playing and influencing the gut microbiome. Remember the bacteria in the gut that swim around and regulate how we assimilate food and nutrients and even how we metabolize our hormones. So when we have a hormone shift in either direction, too high or too low, it's going to impact the microbiome, which will then influence what your cholesterol is doing. So when the microbiome shifts, you may suddenly find yourself with a high total cholesterol for the first time in your life, even though you're a healthy eater, maybe you're exercising all the time, and you are shocked and disappointed. And many of you treat it like a failed report card. I want you to get that out of your mind. That's not what's happening. You're having a hormone shift, you're having a gut shift, and that in turn is impacting what you are seeing in the numbers. So we know that for women who get pregnant, post-pregnancy, perimenopause, menopause, they see their cholesterol numbers change. And whether that's the triglycerides or it's the LDLs, well, that is dependent on each patient. When you have a significant diet change, right? You've gone from healthy eating to now, maybe you're on the run, you're traveling all the time, we see a cholesterol shift. And when you are super stressed with high cortisol levels, low thyroid, we see your cholesterol numbers shift then as well. And testosterone absolutely plays a role in this cholesterol conversation. The easy, simple approach is to see a high cholesterol and give everyone a statin. You're preventing everybody from heart disease, supposedly. You are taking care of this issue, but here's the problem. Statins are not widely tolerated by everyone and sometimes can do more harm than good. They have side effects like cognitive decline, issues with numbness, tingling, muscle tension. And there are some folks that from a GI standpoint simply cannot tolerate them. But that's just about the medication. What about the holistic picture of your health? That if you have high triglycerides, that warrants a diet change. And if you have high small particle B, you may need a small dose of statin, but then we also need to be paying an equal amount of attention to the amount of inflammation in your body, where your mitochondrial function is, or where you're getting your antioxidants from, and so much more. That's why a one-size, quick-fix approach simply doesn't work for the long haul. We've got to tease this out, we've got to understand this, and we've got to dive deeply into it. So if you're sitting there and going, WTF, my cholesterol is too high, hopefully from this first segment of talking about cholesterol, you understand why. There's a metabolic reason, a hormone reason, a gut reason, a liver reason, and a genetic reason. And that's why for the first time in your life, you might be looking at shifting cholesterol numbers. All right, we want to move on from that though, and really think about how to approach this in terms of treatment, and really think about it holistically and build that holistic treatment plan, that East-West plan for managing high cholesterol. All right, part three of talking about cholesterol, building a holistic treatment plan. All right, in this part, we're really going to take everything that we've learned about cholesterol and really thinking about and applying it the East-West way. Here's what we have to do first. First, we want to determine the type of cholesterol you have. We spent some time talking about it, but we want to narrow it into, is this high triglycerides, high lipids, high small particle B? After that, we want to try first by rebalancing and building the gut back up. That means getting more fiber in your diet, whether that's a tablespoon of psyllium husk, a tablespoon of chia seeds, again, however you want to get it in, but getting more fiber in your diet is paramount to healthy cholesterol balance. That's why many people, when they go vegan, notice a dramatic shift in their cholesterol numbers. And yes, a vegan diet will lower your cholesterol, but sometimes at the expense of the right amount of protein and healthy fat. And again, we want the sweet spot. That's what we're after. We don't want the extremes. So 80% plant-based. So your diet should be about 70 to 80% plant-based. You still need protein from lean meats and those type of foods to help you get your protein grams up. You still need healthy fats, but the fiber becomes the most critical component of a cholesterol balancing diet. When you've got your diet right, here's what I've seen in practice. Those triglyceride numbers actually go down. The lipid numbers, like your LDLs, because they're more genetically based, may not change, but your triglycerides go down. So that's a great way you can check yourself and make sure you're on the right diet for you. There are people that don't tolerate a lot of meat. There are people that don't tolerate a lot of fat. And there are definitely people for whom those triglyceride levels go up with too much sugar or too many grain-based carbohydrates. So take a look at your food journal, see what you're doing, and see if there's an area where you can shift your diet first before you start thinking about medications or even supplements. The next place to go when we're talking about a holistic treatment plan for cholesterol is movement. We know that movement makes a difference. It makes a difference at multiple levels. It improves metabolic health. It shifts the microbiome. It improves oxygenation overall in the body. So you're helping the mitochondria, you're reducing inflammation, and you're really improving the ability of the liver to detox and to process. So shifting there is an important part of a holistic treatment plan. Getting in movement every day and trying to move in 20-minute bursts at least a couple times a day in addition to your workouts is really the right exercise strategy for somebody with a cholesterol issue. All right, we've talked about diet, we've talked about exercise. Let's move on to supplements. Now, there are supplements that we have seen work to bring cholesterol levels down, but I also don't want to oversell supplements, right? This is a plan for your health, and we want to do what works. We don't want to camp in one place or the other place. Here are the supplements that I recommend most commonly to help you bring your cholesterol levels down. I talked about the microbiome, adding in that probiotic. We want something with about 50 to 100 billion CFUs in it to help you really move cholesterol through. In addition to that, you want to make sure you're on digestive enzymes to break foods up effectively. Those are very important supplements when it comes to the cholesterol conversation. Adding in berberine. Berberine acts almost like a natural metformin balancing blood sugar, but it actually helps to bring cholesterol down as well. So those are probably three of my favorites when I'm thinking about lowering cholesterol. We've seen a lot of good with omega-3s, like high-dose omega-3s lowering cholesterol. And we've even seen something like NAC or NAC in addition to niacin making a difference with overall cholesterol levels. All right, diet, exercise, supplements, what are we missing? Well, cortisol and stress management. When you are highly stressed, you can do everything right on this side of the page, but you're still going to have high cholesterol levels. That's because cortisol triggers inflammation, and inflammation in turn makes your cholesterol worse. So let's make sure you're doing things like massage or acupuncture or getting consistent sleep. They all play a role in this holistic plan of bringing cholesterol down. And then last, but certainly not least, is medication management. As I've mentioned a couple of times, if you have genetic high LDL, high small particle B cholesterol, you probably need a statin. There are many different types of statins now. There are newer generations of statins. You can always start with a low dose, and then you have to be aware of some of the side effects. We're dealing with this at home as well, and help to counter those with additional modalities and strategies. If you don't have high small particle B and you have high triglycerides, then you actually need binders, medications that actually bind up the triglycerides and help the body see them through. So a lot of times we're trying to make that decision between, okay, we've got the supplement toolbox, we've got this medication toolbox, what are we going to pick from there to help you get your cholesterol down? So that is the holistic east-west approach to cholesterol management, thinking about everything from the actual numbers and how to manage the numbers to your hormones and what might be happening there to your stress levels, your gut health, your liver health, and so much more. It's important to put all these pieces together when we're trying to bring these numbers down. Our lifestyle has a greater influence on cholesterol than we realize. So increase the fiber, drop the alcohol, eat consistently, sleep deeply, add a few supplements, have that stress management plan, and start a medication if you need it. But put it all together. Don't look for a one-size-fits-all.